Live from NPR News, I'm Shea Stevens. The U.S. Capitol is under heightened security, and Thursday's House session is canceled. NPR's Claudia Grisales reports on concerns about a possible plot by militia groups.
The acting House Sergeant-at-Arms told lawmakers that the unidentified groups may be planning to demonstrate near the Capitol starting on Thursday. In a memo to congressional members, Timothy Blodgett says the protests are related to an unfounded conspiracy theory that former President Trump could return to office on March 4th. He said he continues to work with Capitol Police and other agencies to ensure that law enforcement will be prepared if there is any violence. Additional officers are posted throughout the Capitol grounds, and the National Guard continues to maintain its presence along a new fenced-in perimeter. Claudia Grisales, NPR News, the Capitol.
The commander of the National Guard troops for Washington, D.C., says it took over 3 hours to dispatch troops during the January 6th insurrection against the U.S. Capitol building. Major General William Walker has told a Senate hearing that Capitol Police requested military support during the attack, but had to wait for Defense Department approval. The head of the Centers for Disease Control and Prevention says states should wait a while longer before lifting pandemic restrictions. From member station WABE, Sam Whitehead reports from Atlanta.
Dr. Rochelle Walensky says it's crucial to stay focused on reducing the spread of COVID-19 as the U.S. continues to scale up vaccination. She's encouraging Americans to keep following public health guidance, even if states stop mandating it.
Every individual is empowered to do the right thing here, regardless of what the states decide. I would still encourage individuals to wear a mask, to socially distance, and to do the right thing to protect their own health.
This week, both Texas and Mississippi announced plans to end statewide mask mandates and lift restrictions on business activity. Walensky says there are troubling signs recent progress made to slow the pandemic in the U.S. is stalling. For NPR News, I'm Sam Whitehead in Atlanta.
New York Governor Andrew Cuomo says he will not resign over allegations of sexual harassment and misconduct. But NPR's Windsor Johnston reports that Cuomo is offering a personal apology.
In his first public comments on the accusations, Governor Cuomo said he didn't know he was making anyone feel uncomfortable and that it was unintentional. He went on to apologize for any pain he caused. Cuomo is facing allegations from 3 women who have accused him of inappropriate behavior. The governor says he plans to fully cooperate with an independent investigation.
Windsor Johnston reporting. You're listening to NPR News. An internal report shows former Transportation Secretary Elaine Chao was targeted for a criminal probe last year. The department's inspector general alleges Chao used her staff and office for personal errands and to promote her family's shipping business in violation of federal ethics rules. The report was referred to the U.S. Attorney's Office for the District of Columbia, which declined to take action. Chao denies any wrongdoing. She stepped down days before her term ended in January, citing the insurrection against the Capitol. Security forces opened fire on pro-democracy demonstrators today in Myanmar, killing at least 38 people. Michael Sullivan has this report from neighboring Thailand.
The violence occurred less than a day after Southeast Asian foreign ministers urged Myanmar's military to exercise restraint in dealing with the protesters. Instead, police and soldiers opened fire with live rounds, according to witnesses in Myanmar's biggest city, Yangon. More died in Myanmar's second-largest city, Mandalay, and in several other cities and towns in the center of the country. In a statement, the aid agency Save the Children said 4 children are among the dead. Local media report hundreds of people were arrested as well. State Department spokesman Ned Price said the U.S. is appalled by the violence. The U.N. Security Council is expected to discuss Myanmar in a closed meeting on Friday. For NPR News, I'm Michael Sullivan in Chiang Rai.
Wall Street stocks closed lower today, led by declines in technology shares. The Dow fell 121 points. The Nasdaq lost 361. This is NPR News.
Support for NPR.